Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canny, and of course she's the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Oh, you just always have so many fun things going on, and I think, well, I was going to say maybe the season is getting to your busy season, but you always have something. So let's start with the thing that's coming up right away.
Yeah, August 8th is our Breakfast with the Birds. And if you're familiar, we have this program every year, and we switch off usually with who we have do the program. This year it is a SOAR year, or Saving Our Avian Resources. Our bird rehabilitator is going to come down and do the program. Haven't quite heard what she's going to bring. She usually brings a bird or two to release out back out into the wild. She's done owls in the past. Kestrels, I think last time she did Brunch with the Birds or Breakfast with the Birds, she did kestrels that year. So.
And she is?
Kay Newman.
Yeah.
And her other educator, actually, Terry Hafler, is going to come down and do our program that
okay.
day. But yeah, so she's going to talk. They usually bring about 2 to 3 birds that are their education birds, so they're permanently injured. And then they usually, since they're a rehabilitator, they have 1 or 2 birds to release back out into the wild. So
that has to be exciting. I would think kids would love that, to know that,
yes.
Oh, this bird gets to go free.
It's very up close and personal. If you haven't been to this program before, they walk around all the picnic tables, and you get within a couple feet of a bird, and they also, so you have good opportunities to get some good photos, things
all right.
like that.
Oh, that'd be fun. And this is all happening at?
At Kitty Corral, the Kitty Corral shelter up in Sunnyside. This okay. year at
that's
9 a.m.
just been redone, right? Or is
it's
that what
going
they're going
to
work at? That's
be
yes,
redone.
On the to-do
yeah.
list. Okay, 9 a.m.
Yep, 9 a.m. in the Sunnyside Kitty Corral on August 8th. So it's at the kind of the beginning of the Atlantic Fest festivities.
Okay, there's all kinds of things going on that day, and so this would be a good way to kick it off. You probably
yeah.
could even have pancakes before that if you wanted to.
Yeah, but we'll have some food for a free will donation as well.
Okay, so. great way to start off. Atlantic Fest, I think the weather forecast is good.
Yeah.
And so just plan a whole day full of activities and bring your kids or your grandkids or just yourself.
Yeah. So that program is at 9 a.m., the Breakfast with the Birds, and then at 10:30. So you kind of have a little bit of time there if you want to go home, grab the bikes for our kids' bike ride. And so out at Schulberg Recreation Area, if you've probably heard a little bit in the newspaper lately about Nishna Valley Trails is our nonprofit that is helping us put in the T-Bone Trail and our connector trails. And so that connector trail is going to connect from Schulberg Recreation Area out to the Little League fields, to the ball fields. So as part of that whole complex that this is all going to end up being, we have started doing our kids' bike ride out there, even though it's just a one section of the trail, one section of the park. Out at Schulberg Recreation Area. So.
Get people acquainted with it. Get the kids acquainted
yes.
with it.
Yes. And so that's the next thing kind of on our Atlantic Fest.
Okay. And that starts, you said, at
10:30. So
any
10:30.
Age suggestions on that?
Any age. We're going to, well, when they get there, they sign up of what their age is. So we have 5 and under, and then like 5 to 8th to 8-year-old, and then 8 and up.
Okay.
And so you sign up under your age group, and then your route is determined by your age. So obviously those little 5-year-olds and below aren't going very far.
Not quite as far. but lots of them are pretty good bikers. They learn really early because that's a
yeah.
fun thing to do.
And,
so.
And again, our Breakfast with the Birds is a free will donation, and our bike ride is free as well.
Okay.
And so we're going to have some fun out there and before the Atlantic Fest festivities really get going that day.
And if there's somebody who has not been out to Schulberg's and been on the trails, maybe you want to go out even if you don't have a child to bring along. Maybe this is a good time to go out where there's some other folks out there, because if you haven't been there, you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice.
It's the west parking area. So when you come in off of Highway 83, off those brown signs, you'll want to go towards the west and wrap around, and then you'll have the west parking lot area right there. So it's kind of situated in between the lake and the compost pile, things like that.
Okay. Okay. So those two events both happening this Saturday, August 8th.
Yeah.
And for kids, for and especially in the morning, for anybody, come on out and have breakfast with the birds.
Yes.
Yes. So now let's move along. This is kind of August. School's going to be starting, and I know you're really busy with school programs. But you have some other things going on here coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, we have our Monarch programs are going to be coming up. And also we have our final movie in the park. Our final movie in the park will be Rio 2 as well. And so we have...
And when is that?
Friday.
In August?
Nope, in September.
Oh, okay. A Friday, not the 13th.
Friday the 4th. Friday the 4th will be our Rio 2, our movie in the park.
And that's at Cold Springs.
At Cold Springs, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, we get into the Monarch programs, and we do those all at Lake Anita. We do them at Lake Anita. We do them down in Messina at our outdoor ed classroom. We do one at Sunnyside. And we do one at Cold Springs. So we offer four of those programs. So kind of pick the one that's close to home or pick the one that works good in your schedule. And then you can learn how to tag the butterflies and head them south to Mexico. So, and I've been seeing a couple of them. So we're excited that it might actually be a pretty good hatch here into September.
And they need all the help they can get, as I understand.
They
it's
do.
A bit of a
yeah.
problem.
You've probably seen in the news a lot about the pollinator habitats and things like
so,
that.
So help the butterflies. And let's mention your newsletter at this point, because all of this will be in the newsletter. How do people get signed up for your newsletter?
Yeah, you could certainly call my office in Lewis, and that's 769-2372. And you can either leave us your address or your email address. We do have our newsletter in color if you get it through your email.
All right.
And things, and save a tree that way.
And that's always a fun newsletter to get and keeps you up to date and so on. But of course, they can always call you too.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so September, you have those four Monarch programs.
Yeah.
And anything else in September?
Just Dutch oven cooking. We have a Dutch oven cook-off at Lake Anita. That's a Lake Anita event, but we help them support them, because we actually go and help demonstrate the Dutch oven cook-off as well. And that's September 26th.
That's a Wednesday. I'm going to say, you're looking at that I 26th. Believe, is it on the
September.
Wednesday? Okay.
Nope, it's on.
Because I'm going to say that you're going to be at Produce in the Park on the 27th, I believe. On Thursday, the 27th?
Yep, the Thursday before we'll be at Produce in the Park.
Okay.
Supporting the, and then September. September.
Yes. And so I think, isn't the cookout on Saturday?
Yes.
It's 29th. So anyhow, we know for sure you're going to be at Produce in the Park on the 26th, and you'll have more information about the one at Anita. And again, I've been to a couple of those, and I tell you, you want to go hungry.
Yes, and sample everybody's
my goodness.
Dutch oven cooking.
Oh, it is
fantastic.
Delicious, yes. And I guess, you know, there are a lot of things like that I don't know whether I'm actually going to do that myself, but I certainly can appreciate the work of others.
Well, yes, and you can at least sample and say, I would eat that.
Yes.
And help us judge our samplings of food.
And if you have friends who say, you know, invite you, you want to be sure to go. So it's really, really delicious. Okay, and then I just thought maybe we should mention, even though it's like, in the next month, just to get people thinking, Halloween.
Yes, we do a Halloween hike every year, or every other year now. And so we've been doing it so long, we have to do every other year. And so we have our Halloween hike, and that's at Sunnyside. So back up at Sunnyside, Camblin's Edition. And that is October 24th.
Yes.
That's Saturday night. So even though Saturday Halloween falls on a Saturday this year, so
interesting,
we decided to kind of still stay away from that trick-or-treat night most likely, so we're going to do the 24th.
So I know you always can use volunteers and help with that, so be thinking ahead. And
it's a non-scary, family-friendly hike, so if that sounds like fun to you, if you want to dress up, we have people dress up and as trees, or sometimes they're in a tree. It depends on the year.
All right. So. Be a little adventuresome.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we just want to again remind folks that The Breakfast with Birds is this Saturday starting at 9
a.m. Yep, up at Kitty Corral at Sunnyside. And then we have at 10:30 a.m. out at the west parking lot of the Shelburg Recreation Area right there off of Highway 83. We'll be our kids' bike ride.
All right. Come and join the fun. We want to thank you very much, Laura Canning, for visiting with us. And Laura, of course, is a naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Until next time, here's a thought. No bird soars too high if he soars with his own wings.